Have you ever, paused mid-text wondering if you're actually chatting with a person or maybe a really, really well-programmed bot? Or perhaps you've been surprised by how quickly a new service just seemed to get you, like, know exactly what you needed right from the very start. These moments, they're incredibly common now, aren't they? And they're more than just conveniences. They're really the tip of an iceberg showing this powerful kind of strategic shift happening behind the digital curtain. We're talking about integrating AI-powered chatbots with those big CRM systems. So today on the Deep Dive, our mission really is to cut through all the noise on this for you. There's just so much out there. We've pored over some incredibly detailed, comprehensive guides, dug into really fascinating industry case studies. We even scrolled through a pretty lively Reddit discussion, actually, and pulled insights from the latest academic research. So we're going to try and pull it all together, give you the clearest, most sort of holistic view of what this integration truly means for businesses, sure, but also, frankly, for your own experiences as a customer. And what really struck us digging through these specific sources was how this integration is just so much more than another tech trend. You hear about trends all the time. This feels different. It's like a fundamental strategic move, totally reshaping not just customer engagement, but how entire operations kind of hum along. It was a genuine aha moment that just kept popping up again and again in the reading. Okay, so let's unpack this a bit. For anyone who might be maybe new to some of the specific jargon, what exactly are we talking about when we say chatbots and CRM systems? Let's start there.
Right, so chatbots, at their core, they're AI-powered programs. They're designed to simulate human conversation. Think of them as a really sophisticated digital assistants, I guess. And they've evolved way beyond just answering simple FAQs. Now they can guide users through pretty complex processes, even handle some quite intricate inquiries. This automation, well, you can imagine, it's really designed to save businesses significant time and resources.
Okay, so that's the chatbot side. What about the CRM?
CRM systems, customer relationship management systems, they're kind of the backbone for managing a company's entire relationship with its customers, both current ones and potential ones. They're really essential tools. They organize, they automate, synchronize everything from sales, marketing, customer service, even technical support.
Yeah.
What makes them so powerful, though, is how they collect and centralize customer data from all sorts of channels, every touch point. This gives the business a truly comprehensive, like a 360-degree view of customer behavior, their preferences, everything.
Okay, so you've got the conversational AI and the big data brain. Here's where it gets really interesting, right? Bringing these two together. Why should businesses, or even, you listening, why should we care about this integration? The impact seemed pretty huge in those case studies.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
The benefits are, well, they can be transformative.
Yeah.
When you combine them, you see this massive improvement in the customer experience, first off. Chatbots offer instant responses. They're available 24/7.
That 24/7 thing is huge, isn't it?
It is. Human agents, they work shifts, they need breaks. Bots don't. So wait times just plummet. And customer satisfaction, well, it often skyrockets.
Yeah.
It's a real shift from, waiting on hold.
Yeah, no kidding. And that must tie into costs, too.
Exactly. That leads right into the next major benefit, significant cost efficiency. Automating all those routine tasks means businesses can potentially reduce the need for really large customer service teams, which obviously directly lowers operational costs.
Mm-hmm.
We saw this really clearly in one of the case studies, the Edit LDN. Their Shopify AI chatbot, it helped them cut customer care costs by an incredible 88%.
Wow, 88%.
That's
a staggering figure. Is that typical or just a standout example?
It was definitely impressive, but the potential for major savings was a consistent theme across the sources. Yes, it shows the scale.
Okay, so better experience, lower costs. What else? The data aspect sounds important too.
Huge. Another massive advantage is the data collection and analysis. Chatbots, they gather really valuable data from every single interaction, what customers ask, how they phrase things, common problems they run into. All this data gets funneled straight into the CRM.
And then the CRM makes sense of it all.
Precisely. It can be analyzed to fine-tune marketing strategies, get deeper insights into customer behavior. You can even spot, say, information gaps on your own website. If people keep asking the same question the bot can't answer from the existing content, it's like a real-time pulse on your customer base.
That makes a lot of sense.
And this integration also just leads to a big jump in overall efficiency.
Yep.
Your human agents, they're freed up. They can focus on the complex, high-value issues that really need that human touch, that nuance, while the bots handle the repetitive stuff.
So better work for the humans too, potentially.
Potentially, yes. And on the customer side, this enables incredible personalization. The chatbot can tailor the whole experience, offer specific recommendations based on all that unified customer data, browsing history stored in the CRM. Plus, a lot of the newer systems offer multilingual support. We're talking over 50 languages sometimes.
50 languages. Wow. Imagine that for global reach. Did the sources talk about that specifically, like breaking into new markets?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The comprehensive guides really highlighted that as a key competitive edge for global expansion. It lets businesses scale support into new regions without needing massive investments in, you know, local human teams for every language right away. It's a powerful enabler.
Okay, that's a big deal.
For sure. And the final key benefit that kept coming up was consistency. Chatbots provide consistent, error-free responses every single time. That really helps solidify and boost a brand's reputation. No bad days for a bot.
Right.
And what's interesting, too, for businesses thinking about this, is that the academic research pointed out that newer chatbot builders are actually being made more for regular business experts. You don't necessarily need an army of data scientists or specialist developers to get started anymore. Integration is getting easier.
Okay, that lowers the barrier to entry then.
Yeah.
So if you're a business leader listening and thinking, all right, this sounds compelling, but how do I actually build one?
Hmm.
What are the practical sort of foundational steps or sources highlighted for doing this successfully? Getting started.
Yeah, it really boils down to a few critical steps based on what we read.
Hmm.
First, you absolutely need to clearly identify your specific business needs. Like, what exactly should this chatbot do? What are your goals? What customer pain points are you really trying to solve? That drives everything else.
So start with the why.
Exactly.
Mm.
Second, select the right platform. And crucially, one that's genuinely compatible with your existing CRM system. You need that seamless data flow.
Compatibility is key, right? Makes sense.
Third, customize the chatbot scripts. And this isn't just what it says, but how it says it. It needs to align with your brand's voice, feel authentic, and, of course, effectively address the actual inquiries.
Right, the personality aspect we'll get to.
Yes. And finally, you have to rigorously test and monitor. Like, really thoroughly test it for seamless functionality before you launch it wide. And then continuously monitor its performance for ongoing improvements. It's definitely an iterative process, not a set it and forget it kind of thing.
Okay. Iterative. Good point. And underpinning all of that, of course, is the technology. You mentioned AI. How do things like natural language processing, machine learning, and this newer term I saw, RAG, how do they actually make these bots smart enough for a real conversation?
Great question. So natural language processing, NLP, and machine learning, ML, they're basically the chatbot's ears and brain, if you like.
Yeah.
NLP lets it understand and interpret human language, not just keywords, but getting the context, the intent. That's what makes conversations feel more natural.
Moving beyond just pattern matching.
Exactly. And ML helps it learn from every single interaction. It identifies diverse conversational patterns, user phrasing, and improves its responses over time. It gets smarter.
And RAG, retrieval augmented generation.
Right, RAG. Think of that as giving the chatbot's brain instant secure access to your company's specific knowledge base. All your internal articles, FAQs, product specs, whatever it is, it helps ensure the large language models don't just, you know, make things up or give generic answers. They pull the correct domain-specific information.
Ah, so it grounds the AI in the company's actual reality.
Precisely. That's critical when you're dealing with customer data or needing to provide really useful, accurate solutions.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, this raises a really important question that actually came up quite a bit in that Reddit discussion we looked at. How do you make a chatbot feel, well, human-like? Or at least not like a frustrating dead-end robot. What are the key UX user experience design practices?
Yeah, that's absolutely crucial. Good UX design makes all the difference here. First, give your chatbot a strong personality. Decide on a tone. Is it serious?
What?
A bit funny? Maybe even slightly sarcastic if that fits your brand.
Ah, sarcastic bot. I like
that. Well, maybe. But the key is consistency. Maintain that tone throughout. And if it's an on-screen bot, you can use things like emojis, maybe videos, photos, to kind of reinforce that persona.
Keep it engaging.
Right. Second, keep the interactions short and sweet. Users are usually looking for quick answers. Avoid these massive blocks of text. And try to vary the phrasing of common responses so it doesn't sound too repetitive, you know?
Yeah.
More natural.
Okay, variety. Good tip.
You also need to really meticulously plan for fallback and interruption responses. Like, what does the bot say if it genuinely doesn't understand a query? Or if the user suddenly changes the subject mid-flow? It needs a way to gracefully guide the user back on track, not just say error.
Yeah, the computer says no, probably.
Exactly. Avoid that. Guided responses are also really helpful. Offering maybe 3 or 4 clear possible answers or next steps can really streamline the user's path, like a quick menu.
Makes it easier for the user.
Definitely. And crucially, the sources strongly recommended clear disclosure right from the start. Make it obvious to the user they're talking to a chatbot. Don't try to trick them. It builds trust and sets realistic expectations.
Transparency, okay.
And finally, always, always provide a seamless human handover option. For complex issues, or if the bot just hits its limit, or the user is getting frustrated, let them transfer easily to a human agent.
Get the escape hatch.
The essential escape hatch, yes. Oh, and one small but kind of clever tip mentioned in one of the guides. At a minimum, like 2-second pause before the chatbot responds. It sounds tiny, but it makes the interaction feel less jarringly instant. More like a real person taking a moment to think.
Huh. Interesting. Just that slight delay.
Yeah. Makes it feel a bit more natural.
Okay. So while the benefits are clear and the tech is getting better, it's definitely not all smooth sailing, is it? What are some of the common hurdles, the watchouts, that businesses frequently run into when they try to deploy these AI assistants?
You're right. There are definitely significant challenges, both technical and operational. One of the first big ones is just defining the chatbot's purpose really clearly, mm-hmm. and critically, managing user expectations around that. Chatbots need that clear goal to actually meet user needs effectively, and businesses have to communicate their limitations up front.
So don't overpromise.
Exactly. If you overpromise what the bot can do, you'll just end up disappointing users and hurting the experience. Then there are the actual integration complexities. Getting the chatbot to talk seamlessly with existing CRM platforms or other databases, that can be really challenging. It can be time-consuming, often needs experienced developers, robust APIs. It's not always plug and play.
Right, the plumbing behind the scenes.
Exactly. And once it is integrated, like I said, it's not set and forget it. Continuous maintenance and updates are absolutely essential. Chatbots need their knowledge bases updated regularly. They need bug fixes, functionality improvements to stay optimal and accurate.
It's an ongoing investment.
It is. They can also really struggle with ambiguous queries or, you know, very nuanced questions. That's where context-aware AI becomes important. And maybe having the bot ask clarifying follow-up questions strategically.
Instead of just giving up.
Right. And lastly, there's that really delicate balance between automation and human intervention. The industry case studies really hammer this home.
Huh.
You need clear guidelines for when to escalate to a human agent, especially for complex issues, unusual requests, or most importantly, if a customer is clearly getting dissatisfied or upset. That human touch is still vital.
Knowing when the bot needs help, basically.
Precisely. For maintaining a positive user experience overall.
Now, what's fascinating here and a bit sobering is how these challenges go beyond just the tech and operational stuff. They get into really weighty ethical and legal territory. That Moffitt v. Air Canada case we found in the research, that really brings it to life, doesn't it? It shows the real-world consequences.
It absolutely does. The Air Canada case, it really became a landmark example.
Oh.
Because Air Canada was held liable, legally responsible for its chatbot giving incorrect information about bereavement fares. The tribunal basically reaffirmed that organizations are responsible for the acts and omissions of the computer systems they use. Doesn't matter if the bad info came from a human or a bot.
Wow. So a company can't just hide behind the algorithm and say, oh, the bot messed up, not our fault. That's huge.
It's a huge legal implication.
Yes. Yeah.
The responsibility lies with the organization deploying the tech. And this also brings us squarely into the massive concerns around data privacy and security. Chatbots, especially integrated ones, often handle incredibly sensitive, personal, maybe even financial data.
Yeah, you're telling it things.
Exactly. So robust security measures, think encryption, strict compliance with regulations like GDPR or CCPA, they're absolutely vital. You have to prevent unauthorized access or data breaches. The academic papers also highlighted a really critical ethical point here about the training data itself.
How so?
Well, if the data used to train the AI isn't comprehensive or representative enough of the population, it can inadvertently lead to biases in the chatbot's responses, biases that could harm or discriminate against certain groups.
Oh, right. Garbage in, garbage out, potentially amplified.
Kind of. It really impacts the principle of justice. We even saw warnings about something called data triangulation, where seemingly anonymous data, when combined with other data points, can sometimes be used to re-identify individuals, raising more privacy flags.
Okay, that's concerning.
And particularly in really sensitive areas, like, say, mental health support chatbots. Our sources stress the critical need for a strong evidence base. You need proof these tools actually provide real benefit and, crucially, avoid causing harm.
Do no harm.
Exactly. Some mental health apps, for instance, have faced criticism for lacking scientific credibility. Using poorly tested tech, especially with vulnerable users, well, it can lead to serious ethical problems, potential injustice.
Were there examples of bots going wrong?
Oh, yes. The Reddit discussion brought up some memorable failures, like LawBot, which was apparently quite emotionally insensitive and ended up discouraging people from seeking legal help.
Oh, dear.
Or Microsoft's infamous Tay chatbot, which learned from interactions on Twitter and very quickly started spewing racist and sexist stuff.
Right. I remember Tay. A stark reminder of the risks.
Absolutely. Underscores the need for careful design and ongoing monitoring.
So it really sounds like continuous human supervision and the ability for human intervention are just non-negotiable, especially as these systems handle more sensitive stuff.
They absolutely are. Chatbots, no matter how sophisticated they get, they simply cannot fully replicate things like a therapeutic alliance or genuine human empathy, especially in mental health contexts. This directly impacts those core ethical principles: beneficence, doing good, and non-maleficence, doing no harm. So while they offer amazing advantages in efficiency and availability, there's a definite limit to the empathy they can project, which makes that seamless transfer to a human absolutely essential when the bot hits its limits or when empathy is really needed.
Okay. So looking beyond the current landscape now, what does the future hold? What's on the horizon for AI chatbots and their integration with CRM? What exciting trends did our deep dive reveal?
Well, the future looks incredibly dynamic based on the sources. We're certainly going to see increased sophistication. Chatbots will likely handle even more complex, multi-turn queries, understand context better over longer conversations. There's also a really strong drive to develop more genuinely human-like qualities.
Like actual empathy.
Where?
Or just better faking it.
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Progress is being made towards chatbots that can exhibit apparent empathy, understand nuanced sentiment better, maintain context, possess a really defined personality. Whether it's real empathy is a philosophical debate, maybe.
True.
Their functionality is also set to expand way beyond just customer service. Our sources showed projections for chatbots impacting really diverse domains. Think environmental conservation efforts, assisting with health diagnoses.
Both diagnosis, wow.
Assisting, yes. Or personal assistants planning your day, managing health records, even revolutionizing recruitment processes. The potential applications are vast.
And the market reflects this potential.
Big time. The market itself is projected to see really significant growth. We're looking at numbers like expanding from roughly $7 billion in 2024 to an estimated $20.8 billion by 2029.
That's a huge jump.
It is. That's a compound annual growth rate of over 24%. And it's fueled by this increased adoption and the clear efficiencies they bring. One piece of research noted that already 69% of users actually prefer chatbots for getting quick answers to FAQs.
69%. That suggests a real shift in user preference, doesn't it? Driven by that speed and consistency we talked about.
It really does. People value getting answers quickly.
So if we connect all this to the bigger picture, it sounds like businesses that embrace these innovations and crucially do it thoughtfully, ethically, they're likely to gain a really significant competitive edge.
Undeniably. I think it's really no longer a question of if these technologies will be widely adopted, but how strategically and ethically they're implemented. That's the key.
So wrapping up, you've seen how integrating chatbots and CRM systems isn't just about, you know, automating tasks or cutting costs anymore. It's about fundamentally redefining customer interactions, driving immense efficiency, yes, but also navigating some incredibly complex and important ethical waters.
Indeed. The strategic implementation of these technologies, really carefully considering both the huge benefits and those significant challenges we discussed, is truly crucial now for staying competitive and responsive in this digital landscape we're all in.
Absolutely. And as AI continues to evolve, becoming even more seamlessly woven into our daily lives, here's a final provocative thought for you to consider. In what ways might our interactions with these AI-powered systems soon become so efficient, so personalized, so easy, that we actually begin to actively prefer them over human interaction for certain tasks? And if that happens, what ethical implications might that preference carry for the future of service, for human connection, and maybe even for the very nature of human work itself? Something to think about.